around your field, what kind of fencing would you have around your field?
Wire. He'd put about a 34 inch net wire on the bottom, then put about 3 barbed wire on the top of that.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I see. What kind of fencing would you have before they had barbed wire?
That old rail fences.
Do you have one of those on your farm?
We did when we lived in the fork of the river, but we didn't when we moved up here.
Yes, sir. Did you help put that one up?
Oh yeah, I helped my daddy put that one up. Mm-hmm. Done what little I could, it wasn't very big.
Yes, sir. I understand those things didn't use nails or anything like that.
Or the rail fence?
Yes, sir.
No, it didn't.
How'd it stand up?
They stacked one on top of each other. They built it in V's, come this way and then go back the length of that rail and build it in V's.
Yes, sir. They're pretty sturdy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you ever see any around anymore?
No, no. I don't know where you go to find even one old rail. They're all rotten now, I imagine.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Do people around here have, you ever see a fence usually around a garden or around a yard, usually painted white, and it kind of comes to a point, you know?
Yeah, I've seen them. Mm-hmm. I've seen them that way. Call them pickets.
Picket.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that the same thing as a paling fence, or is
yeah.
it different?
Yeah.
Paling, same.
Yeah.
Thing. I see. You know these things that you have to dig the holes for when you're putting up a wire fence?
Post hole diggers.
Mm-hmm. You ever use one of them?
Oh, yeah, many of them.
Kind of wear you out quick.
Oh,
one.
Yes, sir, that's hard work.
What were those things made out of, you know, that you strung the wire across? Those big old, when you were putting up a wire fence?
They called them wire stretchers. Mm-hmm. Well, what you stretch net wire with and barbed wire were two different things. That net wire, you'd take two before, bore holes through it, and then put bolts through one side, and you got ready to stretch the wire. Take and run that piece under it, lay it down on the ground, have the bolts in it, and then let somebody let that net wire down on it.
Yes, sir.
And put the other one on top of it, had holes, then take and screw them nuts on it and tighten it up.
Yes, sir.
And you had some iron clamps that would clamp around them tuba pores, and had something you'd get back there and you'd have to have something to anchor them wire stretchers too, generally put down another post good and strong.
Right.
Brace it up and then you'd get back there and have something to work and with a chain, pull them till it got that wire got good and tight.
Yes.
Of course, now this day and time when they want to stretch it, they take a truck or a car or something and pull it.
Right. Sounded like you put some of those up before.
Oh, yeah. Put many. They have many strand of wire up.
You ever seen any kind of fences or walls around here made out of loose stone or rock?
Well, no, not right around here. I've seen them though, but not in this country.
Have you ever heard people call them anything?
No. Just a rock fence, all I ever heard.
Yes, I see.